Is it not real good?
Yeah,
real good again?
Yep.
You good, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Ready to start.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I'll open this ordinary council meeting of the 24th of June 2026 at 7 o'clock. I'd just like to, before we begin, remind the elected members, employees and the public this meeting is being recorded in accordance with Regulation 14L of the Local Government Administration Regulation 1996. The recordings will be made publicly available and serve as a public record of proceedings. While Section 9.57A of the Local Government Act 1995 provides local government with limited protection from defamation liability for content published on its official website as part of a broadcast recording of council proceedings. This does not extend to elected members or employees, and I encourage all participants to ensure their contributions are respectful, professional and consistent with the standards expected of council meetings. Please remember that all comments will form part of the public record. Record of attendance, apologies, approval, leave of absence. We have an apology from Councillor Tim Wees. And we've got a leave of absence for John Walton, the Executive Manager of Infrastructure Services. Everyone else is present. Three declaration of interest by elected members and council employees in matters including the meeting agenda. Do we have any?
No.
Response to previous public questions taken on notice. We had a question on the 27th of May from Courtney Wright. The Shire of Narrogin asked the previous meeting if they would consider waiving the fee for John Higgins Centre for a meeting of the Narrogin East Neighbourhood Collective. The CEO responded, I'll take my notice. A review of the minutes from the 7th December 2025 ordinary meeting of Council, the former Chief Executive Officer advised that Council needs to formally consider any proposal to advertise an event or waive facility hire fees unless it was within his delegation. So I will now move on to public question time. Any questions of the public?
Yes, please. Connie Wright, Mueller Minning. With this year's Bureau of Meteorology weather forecast, it's going to be an El Nino year. Can the Shire please consider waiving the fees and charges associated with apiarists so that we can promote and support the Apiarist Society? Because at the moment there's a fee for charges from the Shire of Narrogin. For beekeepers, so that it can promote that industry in the Shire.
Oh, I didn't realise that. There is it? I'll have to take that notice and actually discuss it. We can discuss that at our budget deliberation, I'm assuming, because it'd have to be, if there's any way, what I'm assuming would have to be put through that process.
Through the Chair, yes, that would be correct.
Do you have anything or not?
No,
no.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rita.
Can I ask a second question, please?
Yes.
On review of the current Shire's policy regarding if a landowner were to request consideration for street trees to be removed for the implementation of a new fence to be installed, currently that material that is removed by the landholder, there's no requirement or consideration for that product to be used for the benefit of the community. And case studies, for example, Callamunda Shire, Esperance Shire, they've used those wood infrastructure to then install like adult playgrounds and childhood playgrounds, as well as art infrastructure, like in the Shire of Albany. In their recent art installation, they've got carvers to carve infrastructure, and then the Shire has then taken it on as an acquisition for future benefit. I am concerned that the flora is sort of bunched up and burnt, and there's no consideration for moving that product on so that the lizards and the other fauna would move before that bonfire is set alight, because there is no terms and conditions regarding how long that burn pile is left for, and to dislodge any animals that might find refuge there. So there could be some unintended trauma and loss of through that process. So I request that the Shire investigate means when someone does apply for vegetation removal, that there is a caveat or a social license where that material is considered to be offered up for community groups or local infrastructure, and then the Shire support that proposal.
You know that?
Yes, thank you. Taking a note of that,
we'll
look into it.
Just a quick
question. Mr. Wright, are you including in your street tree, are you including farm fence lines, or are you just saying within the town?
I live in Illimini, which is part of the Narrogin Shire.
Familiar, I think, I know where it is.
Yep. Illimini Rock? Yep. Yeah, so in my experience, and as well as on Illimini Road, there's been a recent approval of a primary landholder to remove trees, but it was a significant number of trees removed which didn't comply with the setbacks from the fence. There was more trees removed than what is, because there's a picture of what is a tick and a cross, and I believe there was more trees removed as a part of that.
So my question was around the way you presented that first request was street tree removal, which sounded very much like town types up, but you're including, or mainly rural roads.
Rural, because that creates them to accumulate all the vegetative debris, and it often gets stockpiled for quite some time. Yep. It's not like the next day it gets burnt.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, we've got that.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other questions of the mayor?
I'm here about the skate.
Can you state your name and your address for the record, please?
Yeah, Lana Godiva, 146 Federal Street. We have a petition about the skate park upgrade. So we had about 112 people sign like in 1.5 days. I actually spoken to the guy who fundraised like $40,000 to do the skate park, and now I think there's a lot of interest for the community to have a proper all-age sort of park, because we have only Lions Park, which is probably for toddlers up to probably 5-6 years old. There's a lot of birthday parties going on there, so I think we really need a good all-ages park. A skate park similar to probably Polly or Bunbury would be great, so that's a great example. So families can picnic, and preteens and teens can also enjoy activities, So I think that was sort of like in conjunction with the signage, signage upgrade, where Shire wanted to spend $170,000, so maybe that money spent on the skate park upgrade.
We've got that in the agenda now to actually in a moment to discuss, and actually the recommendation is to actually send it back to the CEO to actually do a report up to come back to council on that. Yes. Thank you. Mr. Seal.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I, Brian Seal, 23 Argus Street in Narrogin. May I ask council to comment on the legislative basis of council adopting 10.4.1, which is the delegations register, where the basis of the question is, I can almost see the president saying, this old chestnut, forgive me, I've had an accident, so I'm the member's shot. But the question is, can the council adopt an item which includes the CEO's delegations to other staff when the legislation, from what I recall, the council can only empower or adopt a delegation register to the CEO, but they can't adopt a resolution to support his delegations to staff, whereas 10.4.1 is including both in the item. So I just wanted some clarity on that. May I ask Council to comment on that? Thank you, Mr.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mr. CEO, thanks for the question. I think technically Council's only employee is the CEO.
Correct.
And the way the legislation is written is delegation to the CEO. But I know it's practice for, and it's part of the template guideline that comes out from the department, that council can actually make a decision to delegate to officers as well as the CEO, and that seems to be the practice in most other local governments. A number of the items that are delegated to the CEO that can then do a separate delegation, that's his prerogative. But I think it's quite clear within delegations of authority across local governments that there will be a notification of other officers that have that delegated authority, and that seems to be custom and practice.
Thank you for the response, CEO. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions in the public? No worries, we'll move on. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Would someone like to move the office recommendation the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of May 2026 be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceeding?
Point of order.
Leave of
absence. Six.
Sorry, I've gone to. Point six. Applications for leave of absence. The next meeting is scheduled for the 22nd of July 2026.
Wish to apply for leave of absence as well done annually.
Are there any other requests? Would someone like to second that? That's Bob Carla. Okay. All those in favour?
Six carried.
6-0. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Bartram. 7.1, ordinary council meeting, officer recommendation. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Thank you, Councillor Pomacala. Are there any questions of those minutes? In that case, I'll put up the vote. All those in favour? 6-0 carries. Thank you. Announcements by the person presiding without discussion. I would actually like to just put on record our condolences to the Wees family, particularly Councillor Wees for the passing of his father. Bob, who was actually a member of the Shire of Narrogin, Council of the Shire of Narrogin for nearly 20 years before going into state politics. So that is a sad bit of news. Petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. We have a petition that has come forward which all got emailed to councillors. We have a recommendation here.
I think that's mine, the one that already brought up.
Yes, that's okay. The council accept the petition submitted by. Lana Goodiva, requesting upgrade and expansion of the current skate park facilities. We refer the petition to the CEO for a report to come back to council. Councillor McCarthy happy to move it, and Councillor Broad is happy to second it. I don't think there's a lot of discussion required on it. It'll be bring a report back to council and we can go forward from there. All those in favour? 6-0. Carried. Thank you. Proposed oversight outbuilding with reduced setbacks at lot 47, number 49 Downing Street. Is there a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Broad, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Fisher, thank you. Questions or comments in regards to this item? Yes, Councillor Barton.
Number two of the officer's recommendation says 4.6 metres on the drawings provided by the owner, it's 4.0 metres. Still exceeds the compliance, but.
Are we happy with that? Councillor Broad and Councillor Fisher have been there. I'm just double checking to make sure.
So is it the height?
Height of the wall.
That's more height. Reference 5.230.
That's correct.
But it's in the actual
height. In the actual specs.
Yeah, I see the height.
Yep.
Rise wall height, yeah. Where is the rest of those heights?
Can I have an amendment?
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Barker.
Any other questions or comments? No?
Just a general comment through When the proponent made this application, was any information provided to him likely to say this is not likely to get over the line and is worth, or is he likely to just scale down his request to a more manageable size that we might be comfortable with? But obviously you could go to that if you wanted to, but you know, I don't know if any such information was provided or...
I don't know, I'm going to ask them.
Through the chair, there was a pre-lodgement discussion as advised by the officer in the actual report itself, advising what the minimum maximum requirements for our buildings are as per the architects.
Yeah.
So they were advised, yes.
Yeah. Give it a go.
Yep. All right.
Architect.
Yep. All right. I'll put it to the vote. Those in favour? 6-0 carried. Thank you. Ten point 2.1, petition for speed change and footpaths in Sydney Hall Way.
I'd like to propose an alternative motion.
Absolutely. What would that like to be?
It would read, that first sentence would remain the same, but with respect to petition for a speed change and footpath in Sydney Hall Way Council. One, include the construction of a footpath on the western side of Sydney Hall Way from Lock Street to the intersection near the park, adding either 15,840 dollars, which is the price quoted in the 10-year run plan, to the 26-27 capital expenditure, or using part of the allocation, which is currently $49,003, from the 10-year footpath program 26-27, ostensibly completing the Falcon Street footpath, but not the Floreat Street section. Two, request the Main Roads Department WA to install stop or give way signs and road markings on the two intersections. One at Lock Street, Sydney Hall Way, and the Sydney Hall Way intersection, which is next to the park, it's on itself. So.
Can I get you to come and explain the interlaces so we can actually see it? Because it's quite big.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll look for a seconder so we can actually understand what you're asking or recommending to council.
Include the construction of footpath on the western part of Sydney Hall Way.
From Lock Street to the intersection near the park. And then the next sentence, adding either $15,840 to the 26-27 capital.
I'm just bringing up your same thing.
Or using part of the allocation, which is $49,003.
Hang on a minute, just this one's on 15,840. Zero dropped off. Part of the allocation, which is a price. Oh, sorry, part of the allocation.
Using part of the allocation, comma, $49,003.
It is. It's currently there. It's what?
Three. Yes.
From the 10-year footpath.
20 West Side Central Way, 22 to 27.
The Falcon Street footpath, but not the Florian Street section.
Okay, ostensibly.
Ostensibly completing the Falcon Street footpath.
Ostensibly, what's the spelling of ostensibly?
O-S-T-E-N-S-I-B-L-Y.
Yep.
Completing the Falcon Street footpath, but not the Florian Street section.
He's on the bed earlier.
Okay. So request the Main Roads WA and MRDC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
to install, stop, or give way signs and road markings to road intersections. Lock Street and Sydney Hill Way. And Sydney Hall Way on itself, in brackets next to the parking because it's.
Okay.
Yeah. And remove the other one.
Councillor Buck, can I recommend you just for just that slide? To just say include the construction of footpaths in the west part of the Sydney Hall Way from Lock Street intersection in the park.
Yeah.
And then give it all the numbers. And just go.
Yeah.
And just and remove.
Right, put all the numbers in the
remove the Felton Street footpath, the Felton photo of that one. Remove that from next year's footpath. Push it out. So.
Yeah, but it's only.
It's only a portion of it, which is fine. It's only dollars. That's dollar cents we can do in the back end.
Yeah.
I just want that reasonably simple. So basically, taking that little bit that we're going to do.
Yeah.
Put it up there and roll that to a later year. That makes sense.
Yeah, but like I said, it's only that's allocated is 15,000.
My issues have come back in 17. That's why rather than the dollars, since we just say we're going to do it, whatever it costs.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And we remove the other one.
Yeah,
look, is
I'm
that okay?
Whatever.
We just tied that first one up.
Sure.
Include the construction footpath, we're still sitting away from option. Right. Getting rid of that next sentence. Adding either.
Yeah.
Like that. Sorry for a rule, but.
So up to the end of 26, 27, yep.
No, just up to the.
Keep going.
In the 26-27 budget. Okay.
Yep.
And then moving the. And removing the Floreat Street section from the 26-27 and putting it to the.
So take this sentence out, or.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, because I've got to
rewrite
it. We're going to then. So that's the first bit, is actually bringing that forward. The second bit is actually moving the. The Felton Street.
Okay, so the next sentence, you want that to start
just
here?
Just,
with
the Felton Street.
Falcon
Street. Footpath from Floreat. Is it Floreat to.
Falcon to.
So it's Johnson to Floreat. That's a bit significant, isn't it?
Johnson to Floreat, yeah.
Sorry, I can be very clear, that's all.
Yeah.
So the Falcon Street footpath from Johnson Street to Floreat. Do we want to move that?
It's not broken down in the.
No, I know, that's fine. That's why that's better to have the doors in. My question then is if we actually. The Falcon Street footpath from John Street to Floreat Street and put that into the 27-28?
Or maybe the Floreat one, because then you continue the footpath.
Yeah.
So keep the Falcon Street footpath, but not the Floreat one. I think they'd be similar price.
Yeah, you're a loser.
You want to lose a couple.
We haven't got Florett Street yet. We've got it from Florett to.
It's in the 10-year road footpath program.
For next year?
Yes. So that's been provided by the exec manager.
At the moment, I thought you want to leave between Johnson and Florett. That's such a spell with Dan Johnson.
No.
That's where the car park is.
The only bit of Florett Street that's in the next year's program is that from Johnson to Florett. It doesn't narrow the corner in this program. It's just here.
Goes from Johnson to Florett.
The one that was provided.
Yeah, it works off print off here.
Are you thinking about the Capital Works program here?
I'm sorry.
Is it in the Capital Work program for 26, 27?
The one that's in the agenda, the proposed 10-year footpath construction,
yes.
It's clearly states Falcon Street.
Yes.
And then it goes on in the comments on the south side of Falcon Street. Continue then on the east side of Florett.
Johnson to Florett, then Florett from Falcon to Furnival. Right. It just says Falcon Street at the front.
Yep. That's right.
Sorry. Sorry. So it's that bit.
That bit.
Yep, right. Yeah, okay. No, sorry, I should get the wording right in there. That's all.
I get the impression.
So it's Florett, sorry. So it's. If you. Sorry, delete that last sentence just put in.
Sure.
So it's the Florett Street.
Oh. Yeah, cut that one out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you now.
Yep, good.
The
Florett Street footpath.
Why does that keep doing that?
Which I would estimate is about the same length as the my proposed
footpath from Felton to Furnival. Right, that makes sense. Yeah. There we go. And move into the 27-28 footpath program. For review in the 27-28.
And for move into review in the.
Right.
Is that, yeah, just to have another read of that.
Yep. The full stop after park in that first sentence wants to be deleted, and so it's all read, doesn't stop there. Yeah.
In that second sentence, remove?
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry, the word remove is going to be in front of that.
Remove.
Yeah, so remove.
Yeah.
Everyone happy with that? I can read that.
Be reviewed, maybe?
Yes, thank you.
Be reviewed?
Yep.
The other teacher.
There.
Yeah. Okay. And this is the footpath.
Request main roads for that, or is that actually is that an internal because it's our road?
No, it would be a main roads.
It's a main roads request.
Chair, those are statutory songs.
Right, yep. No, thank you. There's only 2 points, wasn't there? Right. You happy with that?
I am, and the proponent of the petition would be two.
Right.
Just need a second.
Oh. Is there a seconder for the recommendation on the table? Thank you, Councillor Pomacala. That was moved by Councillor Bartram.
Bartram.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. All right. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Bartram?
Yes, after visiting the site today and seeing the 20 cars parked at the back of the nursing home, I can imagine the amount of traffic that would come down that road. I mean, it's great to live in a cul-de-sac, but there are 70 houses there, so there's 70 people trying to exit it. Possibly more than that at any one time, you know, multiple cars, and there's that other business that I didn't even know was there, the childcare mining facilities, there's a fair bit of traffic.
and the condition of that area between the properties and the road, I won't even call it a footpath, is dangerous at best. There's a really gravelly section, so I can understand why nobody walks along it, whereas lots of footpaths that we have where there are no footpaths, people walk along quite comfortably, and it requires attention.
Thank you. And I can probably say that the reason there's no footpath there now is because they used to all file through that lane we closed originally. Would have been, that's where the footpath would have been for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Through the chair, what are the the chances of the line marking? Not so much Lodge Street, but seeing as though main roads are usually not that accommodating to our requests, I guess we can still get a footpath out of it, but we're not going to, you may not get the traffic flow.
When it's on our road, surely there's nothing from there. There's no reason they would say no, was there?
Through the chair, I obviously couldn't tell you, not my area of expertise, but still at the end of the day, they're a statutory sign, and road markings that accompany it are part of that application, so it comes down to, I suppose, the intent and the level of detail provided by the shower to achieve such outcome.
Yep.
Yeah. Just going back to the example of was it Montanarrakine, where we requested some traffic management islands, maybe not off, that's the next one. Hoff Street.
Hoff Street. Yep.
And nothing was done there, so.
Well, we can apply.
But anyway,
yeah.
Cool.
Yep. All right. Any other questions? In that case, I'll put up the vote. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Thank you very much. And thank you, Councillor Buck. Thank you. 10.3.1, monthly financial report, May 2026. The remover. Thank you, Councillor Fisher. Second. Thank you, Councillor McNabb. Questions? Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Where would you like to ask a question?
Yeah, this is page 37. Explanation of material variances. And the key information, the yellow triangle points up and the red triangle points down. But there are yellow triangles pointing down on the right-hand side.
Variance. It's actually to the timing, whether it's up or down, doesn't matter.
No impact. Okay.
It's the actual green and red ones, other negative and positive impacts.
Okay, mainly timing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a comment earlier, everything seemed to be on par with budget, which is a good thing.
Except for capital works.
But it's once again, it's actually the very well presented. Okay. Very good, thank you.
Yeah, comprehensive.
Yep.
Thank you.
No other questions?
Sorry.
Yes. You're on.
correct me if I'm right spot here, right? So is this...
Which page?
There's no page. There's the budget project register. Is that where we're at? Page 55.
Strategic project register.
It's not about that, though. Just seeing that report in there from memory, it never used to be in there, and now it's in there, which, like, years ago it wasn't in there. Maybe it was, maybe I missed it. I was wondering if, would it be of interest to add the vandalism report as well? Just for interest, community interest.
Anyone else's thoughts? I'm a bit not sure.
Through the chair, I wouldn't have thought a vandalism report. I think it's an important community information document, probably not relevant to a finance report. At our last BMS or members briefing session, I was sort of toying with the idea of doing a report to council on vandalism, just as a information piece, just as a one-off, and then put some publicity about it, just try and, I don't know, maybe encourage eyes on the street or report vandalism or, you know, if you know someone, say something sort of thing. So, but I wouldn't suggest it would go into the finance report on a regular basis.
Just for the chair, so I think we do, as CEO said, we do probably touch on it fairly regularly at MBS.
And that's probably the...
Chair, I'm in two minds about this. I think it would be worth it because it also shows our ongoing operating costs for vandalism and how much we're spending ongoing. And that was sort of the point of the report originally, was to make the community aware of how much we're actually... Because I understand maybe not a financial report, but maybe something... more regular than a one-off.
Can we take that on notice and have a think about it? Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. It'd be good. But did you have a comment?
No, thank you.
It's just where it fits. I suppose my only question around that financials is... But I think...
Maybe a quarterly report or something.
Because that capital track has always been in there.
You might not have got to that page.
Yep. All right. If there's no other questions, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? 6-0. Thank you. Carry. 10.3.22. Schedule of accounts paid May 2026. Have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Broad. Thank you, Councillor McNabb. Any questions of the financial report?
I'll start at 169, 170. 48A Grant Street, there was some repairs being done. Was there a problem? Was there an accident? Was there damage caused by a previous tenant? Not allowed to do an insurance claim of any sort.
I wouldn't have thought it would be, it'd be too less.
Through the chair, it's just general wear and tear.
It's a bit painting bottles, isn't
it? Yeah.
Just a little bit further on 173, I think it's something in 59. It's all the caravan park ones, there's electrical, plumbing, and the barbecue. Which accounts are those coming out of? $100,000, is that? Is that municipal or is it coming out of the Commonwealth funding that we received?
My take would be the Commonwealth funding would be my...
Yes.
Yes, that was
the Commonwealth funding.
Thank you. $219, it's an NEC amount, footpaths. I did ask the exec manager... For some clarity, he gave me the budget review, on the footpath program, Narrakine Road doesn't get a mention. It gets a mention in the narrative, of which is, in the budget it was 62, I might have missed something. We're paying 86, Narrakine Road's included. I just need some clarification on that. And the
so
other,
what? Sorry, what, so what's the question then?
The question is, there's 86 in the, we paid.
Paid, yep.
Yep. In the 10-year road, I mean, footpath program, Narrakine Road didn't get a mention, and it was 62,000. So there's 24, we paid, we had, and I can't remember what it's done with Narrakine Road. And it wasn't in the budget review that I could find out. Was it something we added from a previous year?
My take on Narrakine Road is that that was certainly budgeted for, because we actually put it, might not have been in the proposed 10-year program. It was definitely in the budget last year because it was raised by Councillor Fisher. It's Narrakine Road from Clayton Road, Clayton Road down to
Quigley's
the other one, the one before that, even
Elliot,
that's it,
to the arts.
It was definitely put through the budget process, but I don't know that it was actually in the 10-year program. It was definitely in the budget process, yes.
Thank you. And I'm sure that the exec manager infrastructure services can answer this better. For the 20,000 cubic metres of gravel got pushed, where did it get pushed from to?
I can probably, well, it's been pushed on our block, on our industrial block, is where it's been pushed.
Right.
And my understanding is going to be for resheeting.
Thank you very much. And 296, we paid for the roof leaks, but there was an accident 2 weeks ago with water on the court. I just wondered, have we got any redress on the roof fixes to come back and look again, or what?
Through the chair, we are looking at ongoing roof leak issues. So we will certainly investigate where they have purported to conduct those repairs and where we still have issues.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you're getting any reports from the rec centre, but it was in court 3, and he wasn't badly injured, so that's all right.
So court 3 is not normally out of league.
No, it was strange. It was what
which makes me think about the works that's going on top of the court threat currently.
Yeah.
But
through the chair, I did actually go and have a look at the new solar panels up there, and there are still some obvious issues up that area.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
The work's completed through the chair, or still?
No,
through the chair, the progress is really good. All the solar panels are in place, and most of the wiring's in place. The inverters are yet to go up there. But otherwise, they've done very well. All the walkways are in place.
Yep.
It's probably related to that. The direct energy.
What number are we up to?
Sorry, 301. The company that's obviously doing all the work for us managed to pay them 128 and then 280 in the same month. Well done. Hmm. How many more payments is there likely to be?
Through the chair, I wouldn't be 100% sure, because it would depend on the timing of delivery of various pieces of equipment.
Just remind Councillor,
what's the project total?
1.3 million.
So we'll see it come in.
Yeah. Last but not least, for me, it is not Cafe 45. 431 and 453.
Can I just, before we go to that one, I've got one before we go, I've got that far down. Just a question on 331. We've actually got hockey field water. Have we actually got a meter on that tank now, have we?
Yes, correct, we have. And we've now able to specifically identify.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you. I didn't realise we had one, because every time.
So what's John here?
It's difficult. Mm. Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Bartram, you're all four. What number were you?
Cafe 45 is read, it's head against us.
What number, sorry?
431 and 453, just referred to, rather than 45 Federal Street Cafe.
Cafe 45.
Yep.
Noted,
thank you.
I have no more questions.
Do any other councillors have any questions?
No, thank you.
In that case, I'll put it to the vote. Those in favour? 6-0, thank you. 10.3.3, Corporate Business Plan 2026 Review. This is an absolute majority. Is there a mover? Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Seconder? Thank you, Councillor McNabb. There was an updated one sent out with some minor, that was just,
yeah, it was yesterday.
Minor changes.
Yep.
Were they marked?
Through the chair, no, but they...
Can I get you used to?
Yes, certainly. They impact capital expenditure numbers. Or one other minor change. I'm still looking at the original one on the agenda at the moment, but it wasn't. Didn't have a CEO signature, so we had to actually put that into place. In terms of CapEx, the major change would be the removal of the construction of SES and BFB joint facilities as a line item. Having reviewed that with the CEO and the manager of planning and sustainability, we determined that it's actually not a Shire capital project, so it shouldn't be in our capital project, so that has been deleted. We will be budgeting for the self-supporting loan. The incident control vehicle was moved out further to align with potentially the completion of that project. There was some other formatting around some of the numbers. There were missing commas and zeros were missing off line items. And we've corrected the footpath Clayton to Quigley.
Clayton to Quigley. Okay.
Clayton to Della.
Because mm-hmm. That was disgusting.
And also in the exec vehicle. Replacements, we had the old titles for EMTRS and EMBRS, they've been changed to the new titles for the fleet managers.
Sorry, you got the old
one?
Yeah.
Just pushed out.
Yep. Because we're told, I mean, that's all good for the new build anyway, so. That was all. Are there any questions? No?
Not going on, a very exciting plan.
It's been going on.
And congratulations to the editors of the document. It's all fair and very informative.
All good. All right, if there's no other questions, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? 6-0, thank you.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Yep. 10.3.4, Shire of Narragin differential rating 26-27. Thank you, Councillor Pomacala. Seconder, thank you, Councillor Fisher. Questions in regards to the differential rating proposed for financial year 26-27? Any questions in relation to that? We've actually been through it a fair few times getting this far.
Yep.
No questions?
Just a comment. Is this the final year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing we may need to look at next year is whether we leave the town side of Highbury minimum rates at a different figure. Because that was a bit of a discussion. So that's probably the only thing we'd look at next year from this perspective. But no, that's actually the parities is the last, this will be 10 years of the parity. Yep. No questions?
Just a comment, thanks to the corporate services team, Cooper, and race modeling is always fun. So, and I do appreciate all the work that's been put into it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I will put that to the vote. All those in favour? 6-0 carried, thank you. Point 3.5, the annual non-rate debtors review write-off report. So I'd like to thank you, Councillor Fisher. Seconder, thank you, Councillor McNabb. Are there any questions of that document?
Reasonably self-explanatory.
Yep.
The reasons given here.
Yep.
Not excessive amount, which is pleasing.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is true.
Yep.
Yep.
It's up on last year, isn't it?
Hey?
It's up on last year,
isn't it? No. All right. All those in favour? 6-0 carried. Thank you. 10.3.6. Interconnecting Wheatbelt Rail Trails. Thank you, Councillor McNabb. Move the recommendation. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Bartra. Any questions in relation?
Just through the chair, just to clarify that there is no financial burden on the Shire at this stage. It's just endorsing the feasibility studies and reports.
Yes, very.
Through the chair, that's correct.
Thank you.
Part three, no financial. You partner with the Shires of Beverley, Brookton, Cavalier, and Narrogin. What about Pingilly?
What about them?
Sorry.
That was a bit rude.
We'll keep you in there.
They're not on the list.
Not on the list, that's all. They're through the whole process. I just, I knew I read it somewhere, I couldn't find it again.
They may have been missed off. Take that on notice.
Thank you.
It would be rude of us to not include them if, in fact, they're in the hunt.
And they're driving it, so.
Yes, I think I'll make sure.
I think we should put them in there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't pick that up earlier.
I think I read it, I couldn't work out where I read it. I started up and finding again, but I. Because all the way through it talked about Benjamin, so yeah.
It might actually be in the report itself, the attachment.
Yeah. I think Pingilly should be in there.
Pingilly's mentioned, yes.
Yep.
Pingilly.
Any other questions? I think it'd be good if we can make it happen.
You ride the first
one. No. No, probably not. Not by the time this is built, I won't be. But I think one of the things that was interesting reading through it was the fact that if they got it all built, including the bit from a bit through to Northern, then the bit that goes back to the Mundabella, was it?
Mundabidi.
It produces a full loop with the Collie Darker one as well, which is only people like the Weezers will actually utilise it, I believe. But it'd be good.
So, Chair, a very comprehensive report.
Very,
as well.
A very good report. I'd agree.
Great opportunity.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. In that case, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? 6-0 carried. Thank you. Mm. 10.41, annual review of delegations register. Delegation register. Someone like to move the officer's recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Broad. Seconder? Thank you, Councillor Pomacala. This is an absolute majority as well.
Yep. Through the chair, just an explanation on the increase for the delegation for donation sponsorships to 700. That just brings us in line with the higher fee for the Rec Centre building. At the moment, it's below the 500. Now it's going up below that. So, just future proofs that for that facility.
Yep. No other questions? The delegations register. In that case, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? 6-0 carried. Thank you. Elected members' motions of which previous notice have been given over nil. New business of an urgent nature approved by the person presiding on the policies of the meeting. It's not actually new business, but I probably should have mentioned it at the front. I'd just like to thank, on the record, thank our interim CEO, Mike Cole, for standing in for the last 2 months, and thank you very much for steering the boat through that period. And
I'm not thinking it.
And wish you well on your trip.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll see you around somewhere on the in the local government area. So thank you very much.
It's been a very good experience. Thanks for the opportunity.
No worries. I'll close the meeting at 7:56. Thank everyone for attending.